Hello and welcome to Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And it's June 1st, 2019. Let's get into it. Well, love, I think the last time we were talking to our fine listeners, we were discussing certain things we did on a snowy day, right?
Yes.
Well, now that it is, it's not officially summer, but it's the warmer time of year for upstate New York, at least it's supposed to be.
Well, rain also.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Well,
every nice day, we have 5 rainy days.
Well, last time I brought that up to somebody, they said, well, at least it's not snow. And then I told you, you know, it's the sad thing around here is the fact that I can tell people that on June 1st, it's going to snow. And their first response isn't to say instantly no, but they actually have to legit look at their phones first.
Well, yeah. I mean, anything's possible.
Anything's possible in the wonderful state of New York when it comes to weather. You know, people make a lot of jokes about this area, but in all seriousness, we do get the best of all 3 seasons.
Uh-huh.
Oh, 'cause there's 4 seasons. But we only ever see 3.
I thought it's just cold and snow and then less snow.
Or it's just cold or less cold.
Yeah.
Or it's cold, less cold, and wet and less wet. Either way, boy, we're being pretty harsh to our hometown, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, it sucks when you can't go outside and do things. Lawn gets ridiculously long because of all the rain.
Well, that's a project for you today, because you better do it before it rains.
Yeah, you better do it before it rains, she says. Anyway, so what do we like to do in the summer? Or the warmer weather, we say? Well, what did we do last night?
We mini-golfed.
We went mini-golfing. Mini-golfing with some of our friends, one of which is one of our listeners from down in Florida.
Yay!
Yep. She's excited to be back, and she's always excited to hear our new podcast, so we know we have at least one faithful viewer or listener out there, right?
Yes.
Good to know. But we get to go mini-golfing. I got to get killed at it because I was forced to play with my weak hand.
Ha ha, I beat you. You're just a sore loser.
I am, because I was forced to play with my weak hand.
Oh, well, you agreed to it.
Because I thought I could win at the time.
Well, can't always win.
But that's how it's supposed to work. Whenever
no.
I do it, it's supposed to work in my favor.
No.
No? When is it supposed to work out in my favor?
When I'm not around.
When you're not around? You make me think of that old phrase, if a man's in the middle of the forest and no one's around to hear him, is he still wrong?
Yes.
Instantly, she says yes. Well, seems like we're having no trouble starting conversations today, but in an effort to regroup and be focused on something, I think it's time to break into our 101 conversation starters for couples. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay, now you told me beforehand, you're the one who gets to pick up the card and you get to read it, and
Yay.
I just get to tell you when to stop. Let's see here. Well, gotta wait for you to come back around, I guess. Stop. Alright.
Alright. We did this one.
Well, I guess because we put in the back end there.
Alright.
I want it from that end.
Okay, so... says, congratulations, your boss just gave everyone a spring break. Where do you want to go?
Your boss just gave everyone a spring break?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I have to think about that one because, one, I think I'm going to wake up soon because that would never happen. Two, I think it's only fair that we start this off right with what you would do. Because everyone wants to hear you, not me.
Well, yes. I thought we knew that already. But anyways, so where would I want to go on spring break? I guess the question is, am I limited to just go to one area, or could I go, like, I don't know, like, driving and do, like, different areas? Like, go to Virginia Beach. Oh, I miss the beach. I liked Virginia Beach. The shopping was really good around there.
I know. You're shopping.
Well, hey, I like my souvenirs. Also, I wonder if it's just, like, limited to, like, you know, within the country. Because I don't have a passport yet. So, I mean, do I need a passport to go? You know, I don't know.
I think you got a week to do whatever you want.
Maybe I want to go to Japan.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to travel internationally, I think. I know there's a lot of other places. I don't know. I honestly probably would just go to Virginia Beach. Because, you know, I have fond memories of going there on our honeymoon. And probably would go to Nautilus. That food was really good. The aquarium.
That was the buffet, right?
Yes.
Seafood buffet.
Yes. The best kind of buffet. You see food and you eat it.
Cedric Thistle, that's every buffet for me.
But yeah, no. I think I would go back to Virginia Beach. I had fun there.
Yeah?
I guess the other question is, do I have to take you?
The card does not say you have to go, but these cards have pictures of two little lovebirds on them. So I think that they're supposed to, you know, do things together.
Okay, you can pay for it.
Oh, good. I can go down and be the wallet when you go shopping.
Yes.
At every single shop on the boardwalk.
Yes, or you pull out the credit card that's linked to my account and pay for dinner. Oh, honey, I paid for dinner.
Yeah, the card had my name on it, so what was I to assume? I don't know how that stuff works.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe I do. Wait, so you said Virginia Beach.
Yeah, I said ultimately Virginia Beach.
Ultimately Virginia Beach, and you mentioned Nautilus.
Yeah.
Any other time, there's a certain other restaurant that you'd bring up that you just are to die for if you want to tell people this, and, you know, they're not a sponsor, but, you know, you can't say enough good things about them.
Oh, yes, Pocahontas Pancakes.
Yes, what is Pocahontas Pancakes?
So, at a breakfast and lunch restaurant, they had really good, combination breakfast. So, like, when you really can't decide if you want to have, you know, just toast and eggs or French toast and a waffle, or they basically give you a little bit of everything. And it was one of the best breakfasts I've had. And yeah, I think we ate there, 2 days in a row for breakfast?
Yeah, because as soon as you had it the first day, you looked at me and you said, "We're coming back."
Well, yeah, that's because prior to that, we had McDonald's for 3 days in a row for breakfast. I'm like, we need to go anywhere but McDonald's because I'm over this.
So that's a good point, because you and I have had that happen to us on more than one occasion. So maybe some of the people that are listening to us now can relate to, have you ever been on vacation or have you ever been to a new area, and because you didn't know the area or because this area happened to be in the middle of nowhere, the only option you had for breakfast in the morning or a lot of your food was a fast food place such as McDonald's? Because that happened to us somewhere else.
Yeah, that happened in Florida.
Central Florida, Polk County, where my grandparents used to live.
Oh, yes. That was exciting. Not. What do you want for breakfast? McDonald's. Ugh.
Well, what was sad, though, is we did eventually discover that if we had gone a mile, and we got to eat there eventually, but it was like a mile and a half in a different direction, we would have...
Oh, no, it was in the same direction.
Oh, okay.
But, from the outside, it didn't look like they honestly were open. It was at Kiki's Egg House.
Yes, there was what is it with certain breakfasts calling themselves Blank House?
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course, Waffle House is a wonderful, magical location.
Well, I think we
you've never been to.
Nope, I haven't. I think we digressed. Where do you want to go if you were given spring break?
You were on my favorite topic, food, so I figured we would just we would just keep going there. Where would I go if I got a spring break? And I do have to bring you too?
Yes, apparently. Okay.
Well, I wanted you to know what it felt like when somebody didn't want to instantly bring you to their happy vacation. Yeah, doesn't feel so good, does it? Being left behind by your loved one. So-called loved one.
I don't know. I figured you'd want a break from me.
Oh, can I say my joke then that I said earlier this week? You didn't laugh at it as much as I thought you would, but I got a few people laughing at another location.
Yeah, I think I remember what you're talking about.
Yes. So I'll tell you where I want to go. But since you brought up the whole point about wanting a break from you. Recently, Sarah and I have someone we know that got married. And of course, after you get married, they go on their honeymoon. Which, fun fact, Virginia Beach is where we went on our honeymoon. Which is why Sarah wants to go back and I wouldn't be opposed to it myself. But anyway, they got married. And of course, you go on your honeymoon afterwards. And I probably should remember where they said they were going for their honeymoon, but it's not important for the joke or the story. So they get back, and you can tell that they're very happy and everything like that. And one of my coworkers goes and says, "Boy, you know, I'm looking at him, and he is just so happy." And this is after his honeymoon, so it's his first day back. And without skipping a beat, my first response is, "Of course he's happy. It's his first day away from his new wife in a week and a half." She just starts bawling and laughing because she's like, "Wow, I can't believe you'd think that." But at the same time, I can't argue it. And I said, "Well, you know what else is true? And this is what I told you as well, Sarah, is his new wife is at her place of employment. And she's got the biggest grin on her face as well because she's away from him for the first time in a week and a half." I mean, it's just human nature. But it was just funny seeing her laugh. And you just rolled your eyes because you're like, we're going on 3 years. Mm-hmm. We're 3 years married almost. And I'm making the jokes of somebody who's been married, you know, 30 to 40 years makes. Aren't I?
A little bit.
But at the same time, you make the same jokes. You just aren't as vocal about them. You just say them to me. And then you tell me to put some makeup on so people don't see the mascara running.
Well, why would I tell you to put some makeup on? Why are you wearing mascara in the first place where it would be running?
Because it makes my eyes pop.
Okay,
fine. I don't wear makeup. But
I was going to say, what are we revealing on this podcast? Even I didn't know this.
I don't know. But now that I've talked about that, I figured I'd bring up that funny joke. And everyone laughed and laughed and laughed.
Or not.
I know. No, I know. Mm. Anyway, the boss gave me a spring break. Where would it go? But Virginia Beach is a good one. See, this is how we got to show every once in a while that there's a reason we're married. Is because we do agree on certain things. Virginia Beach is a good answer. Because I did like that as well. So, I have to pick something different then. Do I?
I mean, technically, I would say, maybe you could say Virginia Beach if I hadn't said it already. Okay. But your second choice.
Okay. So, we'll just say we're in agreement here that nobody would be upset if we went to Virginia Beach. I will say that if I got a spring break now, I would want to go to, you know where I'd like to take us? I've told you this before. I definitely would pick this over Virginia Beach just because it's new.
What's that?
I would take us to San Antonio, Texas. Because I've had the luxury of going there more times than I can count for work-related stuff. And it would be nice to, one, go and not have to think about work. Just think about it from a pure tourist point of view / vacation point of view. Because it's a beautiful city. And they have so much to see. But when you're there for work, you only get to see it at like nighttime slash whenever you're not focused on work. And I've told you before that I think you need to go, because for those who haven't been, if you ever go to San Antonio, and I tell Sarah this all the time, there's a lot of beautiful locations. And if nothing else, you go to the Alamo, which might be considered the cliche thing to do in the in San Antonio. But you really have to see it to believe it, because you hear the stories and you, well, the history lessons, and you don't truly understand what went on until you're at that site and truly realize how ridiculously outnumbered they were and what they were up against and the scenery and the lay of the land. And they do a lot of cool things around that. And also there's shopping. You like shopping. I haven't sold you yet.
No.
Well, once again, it's what you guys need to believe it. Because right now, all you're thinking of is a rinky-dinky fort that is in the middle of the desert because you've never been. Because that's, I mean, unless you've seen it, you don't really understand what it is. But you have the one of the most beautiful man-made things. I don't know what else to call it. But man-made things where the Riverwalk, where you have the river that was man-made that goes throughout there for a long ways, long stretch. And on that long stretch, there's shops, there's restaurants, there's it's Ripley's, believe it or not, right? Ripley's?
Mm-hmm.
Ripley's, believe it or not. And then, just all in all, just this awesome atmosphere that you and I both like Mexican food too. So you can't beat, I tell you all the time and you roll your eyes every time, you can't beat the Mexican food from San Antonio. Well, probably if you went to Mexico. But when you're that close to it, they know how to make it. And the enchiladas, shrimp enchiladas from that iron cactus. Oh, my word. So good.
I'm honestly surprised that you didn't mention about wanting to go to Vegas.
No. Vegas is all right, but we can talk about our gambling addiction another time.
Well, yeah, but I thought that you liked the hotel that you stayed at because they had a gondola ride inside.
Oh, I'd pick San Antonio anytime.
Oh.
I can look at my pictures and videos whenever I want of the Vegas trip. I really enjoy San Antonio, and I want it to be a time where it's not work-related, because even, like, you think, oh, well, you can only go to the Alamo, what, like, once, maybe twice, and enjoy it, and the Riverwalk and enjoy it. But you have, there's a Six Flags down there. There's a lot of good a lot of good other stuff. They have Topgolf down there. For those who don't know, that's a restaurant where you get to eat, and then they have bays that you shoot golf balls out of and hit targets. That kind of stuff's really fun. They have indoor skydiving. That's something I think you would do.
Probably.
But this is not a sponsorship either for visiting San Antonio, Texas. But it's just, it's beautiful, and I'd like it just one time to be a time where it wasn't work-related. So that's what I would pick. But if you drug me to Virginia Beach, I wouldn't go kicking and screaming either. I would go to Virginia Beach more willingly than you would venture into San Antonio, Texas.
Well, yeah, because we could always drive to Virginia Beach, meaning that we could take Ralphie. I'm not about to take Ralphie on an airplane ride. All the horror stories about dogs not making it.
Well, I would never bring an animal on an airplane either. We've seen things where certain companies treat human doctors poorly. Why would we want to bring a dog? You almost lost your water there you were drinking.
I did.
Divided we... Wait. Oh, it's blank we stand, divided we fall. The blank part is the name of the airline that was mean to that doctor.
I think we all knew where you were going.
Ah, okay.
But good for... really reeling it down home.
Well, you know, that was kind of like the airplane equivalent of the don't tase me bro. And then what did they do? They tased him. Remember that from the day?
Vaguely.
Oh boy, that was a classic. Some protesters like, you can't tase me bro, don't tase me bro. Oh boy, that's a classic.
Yeah,
Our viewers can let us know and start laughing if they know it. But, Virginia Beach?
Yep.
San Antonio?
Eh.
Eh. Well, either way, we get to spend it together!
Yay!
Yay! It'll make you... That's your boss's thought process here. Once again, these cards are bringing you back to reality. Before I said that these cards were designed to put the man to put his foot in his mouth, now these cards are showing us that the boss's plan was this person, whether it be you or me, was sick of working and they weren't putting forth their best effort. So the boss knew that it was a wise idea to send you and your significant other on a spring break together. So that after that week's done, you'll be running back to work. Because you don't want to stare at his ugly mug again. And you and I don't want to deal with, you know, disappointing you anymore.
Yeah, that's what you're worried about. Although I do have to say that the time that we went to, what is it, Busch Gardens there in Virginia, that was funny. Because I thought you knew your way around.
Yes, I know my way around of an amusement park.
Well, that's why I have to take lead with these things, because otherwise we're just wandering around the park, not really, you know, doing anything or really having any fun. We're just wandering.
Well, you know what? You can save that for another episode, because
I
I'm sure a lot of people would like to hear what we did that day and how miserable I just constantly made you.
Yep.
But in the meantime, we now know what we would do with our spring break. And if we also... they don't talk about the money here, so we're assuming we have the money.
I would hope so.
I would hope so as well. But that's your choice. That's my choice. That's why we would push through as a couple together. And we would have a good old time, right?
Sure.
Nice. Well, any parting words of wisdom for us?
I don't think so.
Okay, well... Lord knows I've talked enough this episode.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so as well. So on that note, this has been Sam a Pitcher.
And Sarah Pitcher.
And you have been listening to Marriage, the Good.
The Bad.
The Funny. Till next time. Bye-bye.